USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A woman accused of sending a letter poisoned with ricin to President Trump is under arrest. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials arresting the woman whose name has not been released at the Peace Bridge, which connects Buffalo, New York to Canada. The letter was intercepted last week before it ever reached the White House. GOP Senator Ted Cruz urging his colleagues to act swiftly on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, which he's expected to announce this week.
And I believe the right thing to do is for the Senate to take up this nomination and to confirm the nominee before Election Day.
The nominee would fill the seat left vacant by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday. Democrats hoping to lure four Republican senators to their side so as to be able to block such a vote. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tropical Storm Beta threatening to bring very heavy rains to Texas, where water rescue teams are on standby as the storm is expected to make landfall late today or early tomorrow between Galveston and Corpus Christi. Over 100,000 acres have now burned from the Bobcat Fire in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. At the L.A. County Fire Department, Sky Cornell says some terrain is very treacherous and firefighters are being held back from certain areas.
You've got terrain that is this steep and so difficult to get to, nearly impossible in some areas just because it's just too dangerous to have our firefighters go across that steep of a terrain.
A white business owner charged with manslaughter for fatally shooting a black man during a May 30th protest in Omaha has died by suicide days after his indictment. Lawyers for Jacob Gardner saying his body was found Sunday outside a medical clinic in Hillsboro, Oregon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A person is now in custody who is believed to have sent a letter containing the deadly poison ricin addressed to President Trump to the White House. Federal law enforcement officials saying the person whose name has not been made public was detained while trying to enter the U.S. from Canada, but no other details have been made immediately available. Authorities did say on Saturday the letter was addressed to the president but was intercepted at an off-site mail screening facility. Tests then confirmed the envelope contained that highly toxic substance. The Emotions singer Pamela Hutchinson has died at the age of 61. The group's Facebook page announcing that she died on Friday following what it refers to as health challenges she'd been battling for several years. Hutchinson was 61. The Grammy Award-winning R&B group was made up of Pamela and her two sisters, Wanda and Sheila. She was the youngest sister. The group won a Grammy for Best R&B Performance by a duo or group with vocals in 1978 for their hit song, Best of My Love. And Eddie Murphy is now an Emmy Award-winning actor almost 40 years after leaving Saturday Night Live. The 59-year-old actor was awarded his first Emmy last night for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Comedy Series for hosting SNL last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.